Current State on WKAR, thank you for joining us today. About a month ago, a group of guys from Michigan went to Tennessee for a few days. The reason for the trip was a bachelor party of four-wheeling fun. The trip took a turn over breakfast one morning when a dog appeared at their cabin. She was really hungry, so they fed her, and ultimately the group figured out that the dog was struggling with a litter of puppies out in the wilderness. What happened next has brought news media attention all over America, and now here to WKAR. Each of the guys adopted one of the puppies, and the pup's mother also has found a home here in Michigan. Joining us by phone to talk about this heartwarming story, Dave Perkins. Dave's one of the groomsmen from this group of friends. His puppy is named Daisy. Welcome to Current State, Dave.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Just great. Several days of riding around on four-wheel vehicles in Tennessee. This is a group of guys who probably know each other well, and this turned out so differently. Tell us about the first time you laid eyes on the one dog when she appeared at your cabin.
Yeah, we were cooking some breakfast the first morning we were down there, and we had some bacon going on the griddle, and they were getting pretty smoky in the cabin there, so we opened up the doors and let it air out and let smoke out, and we were out there walking around outside, and this dog turned up, and she'd sit right down. There's like a mat right in front of the cabin there, and she sat right down on it, you know, and she just looked in the cabin. She wouldn't come in, and so we were eating breakfast there and left the door open, you know, and she just sat there watching us, and you could tell she was really well behaved, you know. She knew she wasn't supposed to come in unless she was told she could come in. And we finished our breakfast there, and we had some leftovers, so we went out there and we started feeding her, you know, some table scraps we had. You could tell she'd wolf them right down. She was really hungry, and we got her some water too. And as soon as you put water down in front of her, she'd just gobble it right up.
Yeah. You started calling her Annie, as in little orphan. Take us from meeting Annie to figuring out that she was actually trying to care for puppies.
Yeah, it took a little bit before we figured out that she had some puppies. We were, I think it was that evening, we were sitting around the fire, you know, after a long day of riding, and she'd get real protective of an area back behind the cabin. There was a road that came around there, and out in the woods, anytime she heard a noise or anything, she'd take right off over to that area, and she kept going over to that area. And the next morning, we're like, well, you know, go check it out, and started putting two and two together. And we got over there, you could hear puppies yipping over there.
How? What kind of shape were the puppies in?
They were surprisingly in pretty good shape, like healthy wise. But they were, you know, they'd been living in a hole for a little while, so they were covered in fleas and dirt and everything else. Mm. And Annie had just been giving them everything she had. We found, you know, boxes of food and stuff she drug over to this hole, old pizza boxes and stuff like that.
How did the idea take shape for you guys to actually adopt these puppies?
We kind of started figuring that out once we found, you know, they were out in the wild, and they needed to be rescued. So once we got them out of the holes there and got them up to the cabin, we kind of started talking about it, and we decided, you know, we needed to bring these pups and the mom home.
Was there a point at which all of the brood was in the cabin with you guys?
Yeah, we had a full place there with all of them. You know?
And how many altogether are we talking here, Dave?
There's eight of them total.
Oh, my gosh.
There's the mom and then seven pups. So, you know.
I assume you'd driven to Tennessee, so you weren't trying to bring the puppies home on an airplane or anything.
No. We trailered all of our off-road toys down there. So we had three vehicles we took down there. And then the groom's dad and one of the close friends there, they had the dogs in one truck. So we had to stop quite a few times for potty breaks for all of them and let them run around.
It was a record-setting number of rest stop breaks. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. There's numerous stops. You know? It took a lot longer to get back home than it did coming down there.
Did you hesitate? Did you hesitate at all? I mean, it would appear that this poor dog and the puppies were abandoned, I take it. Did you hesitate at all about just taking them home?
No. Once we were down there, I think the total length of the trip, we were down there for like 5 days, and we kind of, you know, checked around the area. But you could definitely tell, you know, she'd been abandoned and that she needed a home.
Yeah. We're talking with Dave Perkins, one of the Michigan men who recently discovered and adopted a dog and all of her puppies that they had discovered while at a bachelor party trip to Tennessee. I'm curious to learn about the groom, Mitch Craddock. How did he specifically react to all of this happening during his bachelor party?
He took it pretty well. I mean, we were, you know, we planned on doing a lot of riding, and we kind of had to call a little bit of an audible and do some caring for the puppies. So he took it pretty well. He was pretty excited along with the rest of us.
How did your wives and significant others respond to, bringing a puppy back home? Any resistance?
They were all pretty well with it. I don't have one of those yet, so that was a pretty easy decision for me that I was going to take on.
What was the story? A big hit at the wedding itself? Did it make the rounds?
Yeah. There was quite a few people talking about it. Yeah, it was definitely, you know, a bachelor party to remember for sure.
What breeds are these puppies?
We don't know exactly. That's they're kind of we nicknamed them the Tennessee Mutt Puppies because they're kind of a mixture of a little bit of everything. Some of them kind of look like they got some lab in them, and some of them got like a little bit of retriever, so kind of a mix of a little bit of everything.
Are any of you and your friends already dog owners?
Mitch, the groom, they've got a chocolate lab that I believe she's a couple years, she might be a year old now, and so they've got two, and then two total, and a good buddy Jake there on the groom or on the bachelor party there, they've got a total of three dogs. So yeah, some of the people that took them there, they had more than one dog at the house. So
tell us about your puppy Daisy, a female, I take it.
Yep. She's a ball of fire. She's got a lot of energy. So we always got to make sure we get her outside and run it off every day.
You referred to the Tennessee Mutt Puppies, and this is also the name of the Facebook page that your group has started. When we first found your page yesterday, it had about 600 members, and that number shot up by almost another 300 just as of this morning. MLive did a big story. NPR was on this story. Why do you think this story's grabbed people the way it has?
I think it's a good feel-good story. You know, I feel like we did a good thing, and a lot of people, you know, realize that. And, a lot of people feel good about it.
Some people friending your Facebook page are from other countries. I mean, it really has gone viral or close to it.
It's made it across the pond. It's pretty amazing. We're very humbled by it.
Here's a question for dog lovers who are hearing about this story. Do you guys need anything for these puppies?
I think everyone's pretty well set. We're trying to do something, you know, something towards maybe like the pet adoptions and stuff. We're trying to encourage people, you know, to check out the pet adoptions and you know, just donate to your local shelters.
We've been talking with Dave Perkins. Dave's one of the Michigan men who went to Tennessee a few weeks ago for a bachelor party and came back with a puppy. Dave Perkins, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me on.